Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. Its 20th edition runs March 1st to 21st in all communities across Canada. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Hello everyone, I'm Ravinder from Civil Radio 101.7 FM, broadcasting from Abbotsford UFV campus. Today, you are listening to NCRA member radio stations, which are broadcasting content for the celebration of 20th anniversary of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, RVF. RVF is an annual celebration of Canada's membership in the Francophonie and promotes the French language and its numerous cultural expressions. La Francophonie is an international organization representing countries and regions where French is the first or customary language and or where a significant proportion of the population are Francophones and or where there is a notable affiliation with French culture. Canada is one of its 57 member states. Let me give you more information about Canada and La Francophonie. La Francophonie is a group of institutions dedicated to promoting the French language, with the main one being the International Organization of La Francophonie. The International Organization of La Francophonie brings together 84 member states and governments from 5 continents that represent approximately 1 billion inhabitants, including 274 million Francophones. La Francophonie is a community of solidarity and cooperation and plays a role in international politics. The objectives of La Francophonie include the promotion of French language, cultural and linguistic diversity, peace, democracy and human rights, education, training, higher education and research, sustainable economic development and solidarity. Canada was a founding member of the Agency for Cultural and Technical Cooperation in 1970. In 2005, the agency became the International Organization of La Francophonie. Canada has actively participated in the creation and development of other La Francophonie institutions, including the University Agency of La Francophonie in 1961 and the International Association of Francophone Mayors in 1979. Canada takes part in the meetings and decision-making of La Francophonie institutions and contributes to the development of strategic documents. Today, I'm going to interview a French teacher. Her name is Kristen Turner McDonald. Tell us a little bit about yourself, like where did you grow up, your schooling, etc.
So I grew up in Australia. I just moved here last year, actually. So I went to, I grew up in a beach town in Australia near the coast and grew up surfing and doing lots of outdoors activities. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I started learning languages.
Yeah.
And I started studying French, which I really loved.
Oh, cool.
I was lucky. I had some really wonderful French teachers in high school that made me really passionate about learning languages.
Yeah.
So I kept going with that at university and majored in French and then did my master's in teaching so I could become a French teacher.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's been a pretty fun journey. I've been teaching in Australia for the last 8 years, teaching French there, and then in Canada for the last year.
So how you chose your career as a French teacher?
I always really enjoyed studying languages, and it was something that I really love traveling as well. And I noticed that when I was traveling, if I made the effort to learn some of a language before going there, I had a completely different experience being able to chat to locals that I wouldn't have had had I not learnt any of the language.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And given that I love French so much, and that was the language I learnt at school, that's why I decided to become a French teacher. I used to be a surf instructor as well, and I've always really enjoyed teaching kids in general, just working with young people. So it was quite a natural fit for me, I think, yeah.
So do you teach French to middle school students or high school students or both of them?
My school in Canada starts at grade 8, so it's grade 8 to grade 12.
Okay.
And this year I've got the grade 9s and 10s, which is a lot of fun. They have a lot of energy. And in Australia, I had grade 5 to grade 12. So I had a big range and I taught all boys for many years, which is a very interesting experience teaching French to all boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool. So in class, they speak English, like when you teach French?
It kind of depends on how the teacher approaches things. I like to speak a lot of French in class, and I obviously like it when my students do as well, but I'm not a French immersion teacher. So I think it's quite a different classroom experience. I have so much admiration for French immersion teachers here in Canada, but I'm not trained in that way, and I don't know if I could really do that, maybe one day with some more training.
Yeah.
So in my classes, I allow English as well, just mainly trying to promote the kids speaking as much as possible, though in French is what my goal is.
Okay. So how your experience has been as a French teacher? Like how easy or hard is it to teach French to students?
I don't find it's difficult teaching French to students.
Yeah.
I've noticed the way that students approach French is actually different here than it is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, there seems to be more of an understanding in the families that French is one of our national languages here, and it's something that has quite a lot of value, I think, with my students' families.
Mm-hmm.
So the students grow up understanding that, hey, we're going to learn another language at school. That's a really important aspect of growing up here. In Australia, I think it's getting better, but there are still quite a few families who, considering we're such a multicultural society, I'm surprised it's not better yet. But I have still had families over the years surprised that their children are learning another language at school and it's not really encouraged at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it has always surprised me in a disappointing kind of way. I'm really hoping that we can change that over the next few years.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think that there will be more French speakers in future as compared to present?
Here in Canada?
Yeah, in Canada.
I would say I haven't really lived here long enough to be able to comment on
that.
Yeah,
it's just one.
It's a bit hard for me to tell you.
I can see
that students are really motivated to learn French, but I don't know in terms of numbers, really.
Yeah, okay. No problem. And so you live in Shawinigan Lake, right?
I do, yes.
So do people normally speak French in that area or English?
People normally speak English. So it's mostly an Anglophone kind of community. It's a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of... I encounter people all the time who speak French as part of their everyday life, though, and... That's something that I've really loved about moving here to Canada that I didn't have so much back home in Australia is I have the chance to practice speaking French so much more, and that's very important to me.
Do you want to tell us some stories about your students, like any uplifting stories?
Oh, let me have a think.
Sure.
I think one of the best experiences I've had learning French is in Australia, I helped organize 2 trips to France.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 3-week trips, and I worked with all boys, but we had our sister school, really foundational moments where the boys and the girls were really spending a lot of time together and in a French-speaking country. And for the very first time, it was them who was in charge of directing us through the metro. I would give them a map, and they knew how to ask for directions. They knew how to get us where we needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that shift from the classroom where you as the teacher has the responsibility for teaching them to all of a sudden, here you go, guys, you're on your own. You can do this. You've been trained for this. And they just see them to do a really amazing job and have these experiences that several years later I still hear from those students, and they still tell me that how much they missed that trip and how much that trip had a really big impact on them learning languages and just in terms of their development. And several of the boys I took on that trip are now doing French at university level because they just enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm. So I see that as a real confidence boost and a bit of a win as a teacher. If you can have that sort of create that experience for kids. Obviously, they're very fortunate to have such supportive families to let them go overseas and help them to make that happen. But that kind of experience definitely stays with you as a student, but also for me as a teacher, you get some pretty amazing bonding moments.
Okay, so according to you, is it easy to learn French language for beginners like me? Like, I've never learned French, but I always wanted to. Like, I've never got time. But in future, for sure, I will go for it. So according to you, is it easy or difficult?
I think you are never too old to start learning a language. Mm-hmm. I firmly, firmly believe that.
Yeah.
I would say that all languages have their challenges. Some languages are really easy in terms of the way that words are spelled or their syntax, but the pronunciation is quite challenging. And then other languages are very tonal or have characters. So every language, I think, poses its own difficulties.
Yeah.
French is definitely known for having quite challenging grammar. It's got a really wide variety of tenses and you need to use gender and agreements. Mm-hmm. The pronunciation can be quite challenging as well. Yeah. So I would say that French is a challenging language to learn, but it's a very rewarding one and it's spoken in so many countries around the world still.
Yeah.
That to learn it opens a lot of doors. In terms of learning other languages, I studied German at university and last year I started learning some Spanish.
Oh,
and one
cool.
thing that I was really excited by was how quickly I found I could pick up beginner Spanish because the grammar is obviously very similar to French and it's more phonetic in the way that it's pronounced.
Yeah.
But I think just that act of when you study a language, every time you go to learn a new language, it gets that little bit easier.
Yeah,
because you start to understand how languages work and mm-hmm. you can understand the relevance of learning a language in your life and how it's going to open doors for you, help you travel, help you meet new people, and have these great new experiences. So if anyone's thinking that it's too late to start learning a language, I would definitely say the opposite. It's never too late to start learning a new language.
Yeah, even if you are multilinguistic, you can get a job easily.
Yeah, in Canada, it seems to open a lot of doors if you can speak French. I definitely found that moving here.
Mm-hmm. So for students, is there any part that they find difficult, like grammar or pronunciation?
This is the first year in a few years that I've gone back to teaching beginners. Mm-hmm. I've had more intermediate students the last few years, and so I've really been thinking about this a lot. And I've noticed the students I work with now, I have quite a few international students.
Yeah.
So I have quite a few students from Mexico and from China. They're incredibly bright, hardworking students.
Yeah.
They do find the pronunciation of French very challenging compared to their mother tongues, coming from a more tonal language like Mandarin or from a more phonetic language like Spanish, the sounds, like the French R sound and the J sound for them are quite challenging. So I'm finding we spend quite a lot of time developing pronunciation and listening to French music and podcasts.
Do you listen to French music?
I do, very much so.
Nice.
And Canada has so many great bands who sing in French sometimes as well. Like Arcade Fire has several of their songs every now and then. They just break into French. Brilliant.
Oh, cool. Who's your favorite French artist, French singer?
I would have to say Stormé, who is Belgian, I believe. I think he's absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
And the French singer Camille is wonderful as well.
Okay, so are you going to pursue your career as a French teacher?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I've loved teaching French the last few years. I definitely intend to keep going.
Oh, cool. So this marathon is to promote French language in Canada.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Do you know what other approaches can be taken to promote French language?
What other approaches in terms of like how you're doing a radio show, or do you mean in terms of teaching?
In terms of teaching and other terms, like...
In terms of other things, do you things in the community?
So,
absolutely. In lots of cities around the world, they have... that Alliance Française does a really wonderful job of promoting film festivals. So in Melbourne every year, it's just starting right now. They have the Alliance Française French Film Festival that happens every year, and it is a huge success. We also have a really wonderful festival in November every year called Paris de Provence, and it's where they rent out a big manor house in Melbourne, and they have all of our French vendors, so from restaurants and fromagerie and musicians and mimes. They have everything that's remotely French culture, and they bring them all in as vendors, and we just have an entire weekend celebrating French culture.
Awesome.
And we eat a lot of food, and we listen to a lot of music and dance, and it's absolutely wonderful. I imagine there are things like that here in Canada as well. I am trying to find some good ones at the moment. I think your connection to French culture here is much stronger than what we have in Australia, so there's bound to be some great programs happening.
Of course, you enjoy teaching French to students, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Are there any challenges you are facing while teaching students or something like that?
Not really. So I think when students, as part of school programs for students, they are required to study a language. And I think there are so many different teaching methodologies, and I've tried lots of different techniques over the years, and you often do find students who struggle, it's often if they're struggling with English as well. They find French quite challenging to learn as well, and to be able to support them to learn a language, the number of times I've heard students say, oh, I'm bad at learning languages. I always get quite disheartened when I hear that, because I want to say to them, hey, you speak English really well. You learn your first language. So I don't think anyone is actually bad at languages when they say that. I think probably what's happened is you've had a negative experience trying to learn another language in the past, and you haven't really been taught or discovered the strategies that work for you to learn a language. The reality is we all speak at least one language, so we can absolutely learn additional languages as well. It's just knowing how to go about doing that is it's very different for every individual, and it takes time to learn how you learn best, and for your teachers to respond to that as well, to help teach you in the way that you learn best. So that's definitely a challenge, but it's one that you can overcome over time.
Those were all the questions.
Wonderful.
Do you want to ask anything about Civil Radio or about us?
It seems like you have such a great program. Can you tell me what other things you're doing for the French Marathon?
Okay, so it's 20 stations which are going to participate in that marathon. And every station is going to create half an hour content for the marathon. And yeah, so it will be like half an hour content from different stations. And we will be broadcasting all those contents on March 20th.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
March 20th.
From 8 a.m.,
Okay. I'll be sure to listen in. Thank you so much for doing this and for helping us promote French language. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kristen, for talking to us. And it was nice talking to you.
Likewise, Rinda. Thank you for your time.
So this was Kristen with us over the phone, and she was sharing her experience as a French teacher. To finish this RVF submission from Civil 101.7 FM in Abbotsford, British Columbia, recorded on traditional unceded Stolo territories, we will hear a song from Montreal-based Francophone singer-songwriter Cor de Pirate. Her given name is Beatrice Martin, and she has been credited as early as 2010 by the Montreal Mirror for bringing French singer songwriting to a new generation of Francophone youth. At that time, she told the Mirror, "I'm doing my part to keep the language alive for a little bit longer. Even in Quebec and France, not a lot of people sing in French anymore, even if their English sucks. I didn't even listen to French music when I was a teenager, because at 14, you are rebelling and you think it's lame. Martin's music is often deeply personal, and her work and personal life have led to widespread reactions, including both support and criticism from fans and detractors alike. Martin demonstrates a dedication to moving the French language forward in the lives of young French speakers, just like Kristen does in teaching the language itself to youth in our Anglophone province. Thanks everyone for listening to Civil Radio 101.7 FM RVF Marathon. Now, I'm going to talk about Civil Radio for a couple of minutes. Participation in RVF is only one of the ways that Civil works to make the airwaves more accessible to Canadians or all different backgrounds. While recognizing our official language, French, is one important way we can do this. Here are a few others that Civil engages in. Civil has successfully aired NCRA Homelessness Marathon in February this year and every year since 2010. Around 18 NCRA member radio stations participated in the Homelessness Marathon this year. Civil Radio is reconciling with Indigenous people by taking different steps. We invite people from Indigenous communities on Civil Radio to share their stories and experiences. We are also requiring that all of our programmers give a territory acknowledgement at the beginning of every show, and we want to begin every broadcast day with a territory acknowledgement for when listeners start their days with Civil Radio. Last year, we ran a project on providing accessible training and sustainable engagement to Fraser Valley community members interested in participating in media. The project was called the Radio Mini School, and in it, we coordinated several free workshops inviting journalists like Angela Starrett. Angela is an award-winning journalist, artist, and writer from the Gikksan Nation. Starrett has worked as a journalist for close to 20 years and has been with the CBC since 2003. She currently works as a TV, radio, and online reporter with CBC Vancouver and CBC Indigenous. We also invited Garth Mullins. He is a broadcaster, writer, activist, and musician. Mullins has produced award-winning radio documentaries for programs like CBC Ideas. He has written for numerous publications, including Vancouver Sun and the Georgia Strait. We also try to air as many PSAs and promos for people and initiatives relevant to Indigenous communities. Our volunteers are working on starting a new show on Indigenous programming. Hosts of this show are also planning on hosting events in UFV campus that open a dialogue on Indigenous issues. During these events, hosts will cover topics such as wild salmon, Indigenous culture, Indigenous rights. Civil Radio has contributed to promote French language and culture by broadcasting a weekly show named as Rendezvous de la Francophonie. One of our volunteers, Julia, has produced and submitted content to NCRA for the RVF program last year. So this was Ravinder from Civil Radio 101.7 FM. Keep listening to the NCRA RVF Marathon. You all have a great day.
You are listening to the Rendezvous de la Francophonie Marathon here on the NCRA Radio Network. My name is Barry Rook. I'm the Executive Director of the National Campus Community Radio Association. I'm so happy to have CIVL and over 20 radio stations participating on this year's 20th anniversary for Rendezvous de la Francophonie. The RVF has actually taken place between March 1st and the 21st with over 3,000 activities all across the country. If you'd like to learn more about RVF, the very easy way is the website rvf.ca. There's a handful of interviews and videos available on there, plus a lot of different community activities and some competitions, and there's still time to sign up and participate in those. So if you'd like more information, again, rvf.ca. And if you'd like to hear this or other stories from the 2018 Marathon Day programming, you can find out more information and where to listen at ncra.ca/RVF.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of the 20th Rendezvous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on the Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.